Well, it is a very good morning to you from the sports team, and it's sort of with some football this morning. The draw for this year's Nedbank Cup has been confirmed. It is good news all around for most of the big teams. Orlando Pirates, Mamelodi Sundowns and Kaizer Chiefs have avoided early clashes. Defending champions, Pirates begin their quest for a third consecutive title against Richards Bay. Sundowns will face Sibanye Golden Stars from the third tier of South African football. And then Kaizer Chiefs, who are desperate to end a trophy drought, will take on a team called Free Agents FC. They are a team from the Safa Gauteng region. I have it under good authority, Uguti, this Free Agents FC is former professional footballers who have all retired but play Sunday league football, and they've somehow qualified for the Nedbank Cup. Well, they are now playing Kaizer Chiefs, so it's going to be very interesting. Other fixtures to look forward to, well, the ones that we should keep a very close eye on. We have an all-Betway Premiership clash between Sekhukhune United and Cape Town City. Bulawayo City play the Bees Knees FC. AmaZulu against the Mighty Eagles. Umvoti FC against Ibaroka. Pretoria Kellys against Maruma Gallants. What do we have here? Oh, Golden Arrows against Chippa United. Royal AM Saz FC is up against Milford FC. Remember, Milford FC, the team that knocked out the Kaizer Chiefs Amakhosi last season in the Nedbank Cup. So those fixtures are going to be happening the weekend of the 25th to 26th of Jan. And then Man United winger Amad Diallo has signed a new 5.5-year contract until June 2030. He has, of course, his deal was expected to expire at the end of the season, but the club had the option of triggering a 12-month extension clause, which they did. And now he's going to be staying there until 2030. And we have our first match in the Betway SA 20. And there was a result. It was AMI Cape Town who were too strong for the defending champions, Sunrisers Eastern Cape. AMI Cape Town winning that one by 97 runs. Cape Town batting first, 174 for 7. Devil Brevis top scoring for Cape Town with 57 runs, scoring six sixes in the process. And then in reply, the Sunrisers Eastern Cape were just terrible with the bat, but the day belonged to Delano Porchita, who finished with match figures of 5 for 10. For the East Coast Radio Sports Team, I'm Sky Shabalala.